down there?
You calling me, Pop? You calling me?
No, I ain't calling you. I'm talking to the cow. Ouch!
How's your back?
Not too good, son.
You think you'll be able to make it tonight?
Don't worry, I'll make it. Ain't every day a man gets named Wise Businessman of the Year.
I'm real proud of you, Pop.
Look here. In honor of 35 years of law and service to the community, the Watts Businessmen Association will award you Fred G. Sanford its traditional glass key at a dinner in your honor. You may purchase your ticket for $10 at the door.
Yeah, I ran into Mr. Graham this afternoon, the president of the association, and he said it's a sellout.
A sellout!
Oh.
Hey, Lamar, you see my heating pad?
No, I thought you had it last night.
Yeah, I did. I forgot. I was throwing out some TV dinners. I'll get it. Listen, if that's one of Gabriel's angels, tell him to come back tomorrow, because I'm too sick to go today.
Okay, Pop, just take it easy. Oh, hi, Baba.
How you doing, Lamar?
Pretty good.
Good. How you doing, Fred?
Terrible.
Good. Well, I just want to wish the man of the year the best of luck tonight. I guess you're kind of excited, eh, Fred?
Yeah, Bubba, I can see it all now. Me making that triumphant walk around the banquet room with my glass key and shaking hands with everybody.
Oh, by the way, that key is beautiful. Where are you going to display it, Fred?
I'm not going to display it, Bubba. That wouldn't be humble. I'm just going to put it over there in a little dark corner right over there.
Well, hey, wait a minute, Pop. Why are you going to put it in the corner?
Because I'm going to put a spotlight right above it so it shines.
Hey, take it easy. Now, just take it easy. What is it?
Oh, it's my back, son. I can't move.
Quick, Bubba, help me get over the chair. Come on.
Okay.
Take it easy, Bubba.
Okay.
Easy, Pop. Easy.
I knew it. I'm fine as I've arrived, and I'm not going to live past the first 5 minutes.
Hold on, Lamont. I got an idea.
Bubba got an idea. That means there's still a chance for a miracle.
Yeah, my brother's back used to lock up on him like this. You just gotta know what to do.
Hey, Bubba, I don't think we should fool around with Pop's back. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Oh, it's so easy. See, all you gotta do is stand behind him and then fold his arms like this here.
Be careful.
And then give him an adjustment. Watch.
Bubba. I'm warning you. Have you hurt me? I'm gonna sue you for malpractice of the brain.
Now!
Ah! Oh, Bubba!
Damn. And presto!
Just give me strength. Give me strength. I'll presto your head so you don't know what hit you.
What's the matter? Didn't the pain go away?
Yeah, for about 2 seconds as I was unconscious. Bubba, I'm gonna knock you out.
Wait a minute now.
Here, Pop, you gotta get this on the right spot for it to work.
Oh, man, get that off of me.
Hey, come on, Pop. Now, you know what Dr. Garvey said.
Yeah, he said that would be $25, please.
No, he said you should remain inactive and apply a lot of heat.
Don't worry. I'm gonna apply a lot of heat. When the bill comes, I'm gonna burn it. Say, listen, I got an idea.
What?
Take my hand, take my two hands, and put them together as hard as you can. Put them against each other.
All right, but I don't know what that...
It used to work for my uncle.
Like this?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Dear Lord, you don't know me too well, but I'm Elizabeth's husband. And, you know, I never...
Don't believe it.
Hi, Aunt Esther.
Hello, Lamont. I just heard about your papa.
Please, Lord, this is no time to get even with me.
Do my eyes deceive me? Or is this Fred Sanford asking the good Lord for help?
Yeah, but it didn't work. You walked in.
Now, you listen here. I came here to help you, Fred Sanford. Now, you would tell me where the pain is.
In my eyes from looking at you. What's that?
This is my corset to help relieve some of your agony. Wait a minute, let me get you here.
I got a better idea. Why don't you just walk on back out the door and relieve all of my agony?
Help me get him up. Help me. Come on.
My back. I'm not going to put this dick. Just get your hands off me. I don't want done that stuff on you.
You just as stubborn as old jackass.
And you just as pretty as one.
I know why I'm not wanted.
Well, when are you leaving this planet?
Right after you, you astronaut. By the way, Lamont, how's your fiance?
Oh, Janet's fine, Aunt Esther. She is, she's visiting her relatives up in Sacramento.
Yeah, why don't you go out to the zoo and visit yours?
Oh, shut up, sucker.
Hey, Pop, what you going to do that for?
I don't know, son. I guess I wanted to die happy.
Now, you're not going to die. Would you stop talking like that? And you're not going to make that promenade around that banquet hall tonight if you don't let somebody help you.
Son, I got to make it. That's been my goal for 35 years.
And here, Miss Hopkins.
There you are. Patient. Oh, Mr. Sanford, I have just heard the news. Congratulations. That is splendid. Did I say something wrong?
No, no, his back. His back is
Oh, that is precisely why I am here. Your back. Yes, indeed. I had this absolutely marvelous idea. I know how badly you want to go to the banquet tonight, so I have brought this wonderful man with me. He has traveled the entire world teaching a whole new concept for curing the ills of mankind.
You got Henry Kissinger out there?
So may I bring him in?
Yes, sure, bring him in.
Oh, good. You may come in now, Panjib.
Hey, that's not Henry Kissinger. That's Golda Meir.
No, this is Mr. Sanford Lamont. This is Panjib Randhapur, under whom I have the honor of studying universal meditation.
It is my honor. May your inner house soon be free from bodily pain.
Thank you. And may your outer skirt soon be free from gravy stain.
Universal meditation. Yes. That's where you separate the mind from the body, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. Only we refer to it as a state of transcendental consciousness.
In old days, we used to call that the state of total drunkenness.
No, pain such as you are suffering is frequently caused by the physical manifestation of social stress and can therefore be relieved by perfect relaxation of the mind.
Well, that is just beautiful. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good. Now you can take his mouth out of my house.
Hey, Pop, the man is here to help you. At least listen to what he has to say.
Okay. Listen, Left Jab. If it means picking up my Man of the Year award tonight, then I'm all yours. Come on, relax away.
Thank you. May I sit down?
Sure. Have a seat. Hey, you missed.
No. You must sit down on the floor, as I am doing.
That floor is cold. I sure hope you wear some warm drawers.
Now, this is called the lotus position, after the flower of tranquility.
You should try it, Mr. Sanford. Yeah. Just take this leg.
Okay.
I think if you try to put this...
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Are you having trouble with your flower of tranquility?
No. I'm having trouble with my fruit of the loom.
Now then, the next step is to free the mind of all conscious thought. Now, this we do by picking a word to chant to ourselves.
What kind of word?
Well, a word that best symbolizes your inner state of mind.
I got it. Ah!
Another word, Mr. Oops.
I'll pick another word.
Yes.
Ouch!
I cannot. You are stepping on my skirt.
Oh.
I think perhaps we'd better go now, Panjib. I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Sanford. We did...
What are you doing, Pop? What's the matter?
May the river of your age soon spend itself out and disport you on the sands of eternal well-being.
And may the muddy waters of the Mississippi run up your Taj and out your Mahal.
Hey, Papa, now just take it easy. Now, why don't you just try and sit down?
How can I sit? I can't see my lap is locked.
Well, what are you going to do now?
I don't know, son. If I don't get to that dinner, I'd just soon be dead.
Now you're talking like a child.
Well, what do you expect from somebody 4 feet tall?
Just relax. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Archie. No, Pop's the same. We tried everything. No, we didn't try that. Thanks a lot, Archie. You know, Pop, that was our chew. You know what he said we should try? Something we never thought of.
Huh?
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture? You mean with all them little needles sticking in you?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I think we should try everything, including acupuncture. Now, acupuncture is a well-respected old Chinese cure.
Oh, that's all I needed to know.
But then you're coming?
As soon as I get old Chinese disease, dummy.
Take it easy, Pop. Take it easy.
Yes,
watch it. Take it easy.
Hey, wait a minute, son. Wait a minute.
Huh?
I just remembered. I got to go visit a sick friend across town.
Who?
Me. Bye.
Wait a minute, Pop. Now, you got an appointment for an acupuncture treatment, and you're going to keep it.
This is something that you don't understand.
Do you want to pick up that award tonight and promenade around the room?
Yeah, but see, there's something about needles that I can't stand.
Pop, everybody has that same fear.
Not like me, son. Like, I used to have to leave the room every time my mother used to come in the room with her knitting.
Oh, come on.
That's right. I was the only kid that threw up when they played pin the tail on the donkey.
Will you stop it?
And last week, I was down at the bus station, and I couldn't even watch that arrow that pointed to the men's room. And now look at you, my own son, trying to get me shish kebabs.
Look, Pop, now just relax. Now come over here and try to sit down, okay? Now just relax. Now relax and try to sit
down. Take it easy.
Okay? Now, Aunt Esther told me that Reverend Spike comes over here all the time for his arthritis.
Yeah, and you don't mind getting all them holes punched in his body?
Oh, he says it doesn't hurt at all.
No kidding. That's why he got that holier-than-thou look, huh? son.
Mr. Sanford?
Over here, doctor.
Please, don't get up.
What do you mean you don't get up? Hell, I'm already up.
Dr. Tillis, would you please explain the procedure involved in acupuncture so my pop won't be so frightened?
You see, your body contains certain key points that control pain. Now, what I intend to do is to manipulate those key points by inserting needles into your body.
Hey, Doc, I'm beginning to feel better now. I think I'll go home and take a couple of thumbtacks and go to bed.
Please, Mr. Sanford. At least let me give you an examination, after which you can decide for yourself whether or not you want to proceed.
Now, how's that, Pop? Is that fair enough or what?
That's it. I just made up my mind. See you later, Doc.
Wait a minute.
No, listen now.
Mr. Sanford, please. That is a patient we are yet to treat. Now, once we treat him with our needles, you won't hear a sound out of him.
What you gonna do, sew his mouth up? Dang, get out of my way.
I'm not letting you leave here.
Nobody stick no needles.
I'm not going to leave this office because you're gonna stay.
I'm not taking no needles. You take your...
Easy does it.
It's too late, son. I'm going fast. I'm bleeding to death. Murdered by a cactus.
Wait a minute. Look at you, Pop.
What? Huh?
You're standing up straight.
Who? Look at that. Good as new.
Hey, you'll be able to go to that dinner tonight and promenade around the room.
This is most remarkable. A total body acupuncture cure.
That's right, Doc. And by a cactus, not you.
So?
So I suggest you acupuncture your bill.
I don't understand.
Stick it.
Good.
And now, to the purpose for which we came tonight.
Hey, this is it, Pop, the Glass Key Award.
Yeah, look at that thing. It's beautiful, ain't it? And it's crystal, and it's mine.
As you know, we have gathered here to pay tribute to this year's Man of the Year, our own Fred Sanford. And as is our custom, we have asked each honored guest on the dais to say a few words about this very special man, beginning with the newest member of the Watts community, Mrs. May Hopkins. Oh.
Tonight, we have come to praise Fred Sanford, not to bury him. Now, the vote was close, I must I salute you, Fred Sanford. And if I may say in the vernacular of the ghetto, right on, sucker!
And now, one of Mr. Sanford's longtime friends, a man who might himself deserve the Watts Businessman of the Year Award, except he's been out of work for 12 years, Mr. Grady Wilson.
Let me say that I'm proud to be Fred Sanford's friend. Look at him. I know it's hard after you've just eaten. But look at him. He's one of the best in the world at his profession.
I love it when Grady tells it like it is.
When you think of Fred Sanford, you think of junk.
You ain't never lying.
I'll never forget the first time I met Fred Sanford. I was down on my luck, and I asked him to loan me $2. And he did, without hesitation. And to this very day, has never asked me for that $2 back.
Yes, sir.
Well, tonight, I'd like to give him that $2 back.
Thanks, Brayden.
Now, Fred, will you please release my mother?
And now, another good friend, Mr. Bubba Baxley.
Thank you and good evening. I think I can honestly say that I am the Man of the Year's best friend. Now you know what kind of year I'm having. But seriously, folks, speaking of World War II, Fred was the first in this neighborhood to volunteer. He volunteered me, Grady, and Esther. And Esther was the only one who passed the physical.
If Bubba don't sit down soon, I'm gonna have second thoughts about what to do with that glass key.
In closing, I'd like to take a moment to be serious. The man that we are here to honor tonight is one of the greatest guys alive. A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word disloyalty. A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word anger. A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word neglect. But a man who has earned this honor tonight, despite the fact he doesn't know the meaning of too many words. Congratulations and good luck.
Mrs. Esther Anderson.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, I know the meaning of gorilla.
Yeah.
Lord only knows I've had my differences with Fred Sanford. But tonight is a happy occasion. So rather than to speak on his bad points, I'll just dwell on his good points. Thank you.
Thank you. And now, the son of the man of the year, Lamont Sanford.
I'm not very good at public speaking, Pop.
That's okay, sir. You don't speak too good in private either.
So I'll just say that you've been my man of the year every year of my life.
Hey, yes, ain't that nice? Yes, yes.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
You can say that again.
The presentation of the award to our man of the year, who will take the award and walk around with it, shaking hands with all of his friends. Bring it in, sir, please, right here. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. This is a glass key that I'm supposed to walk around with when I can't carry it, and it's heavy.
Wrong, Fred. Look, that old key is being used for second place from now on.
First place is this first annual Otto J. Cradshaw Memorial Trophy. Go on, Fred. Take the traditional acceptance walk.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Pop, I think I should help you carry that.
Oh, come on, Lamont. Let your father have his moment of glory.
Yeah, you've done it. I mean, this is my moment of glory. And I waited 35 years to make this walk.
Right.
I'm going to make it alone.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on, friend. Yeah. You got it, friend.
Hey, how's your back feeling, Pop?
A little bit better, son. You made the soup?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Is it nice and hot?
Yeah.
Give it here.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Ah, that's good, son.
Hey, you know, Pop, you never did tell me how you hurt your back in the first place.
I know I never told you, son, but I think you're old enough to know now. See, when I was a young man in St. Louis, I was quite the ladies' man. In fact, they used to call me Rudolph Vasolino.
I think that's Valentino.
Yeah, him too. Well, anyway, one Saturday night, I took this girl, Rosalind Wilson, to the movies. It was dark and romantic, and after a while, I made my move. Then she made her move. Then I made my move. Then she made her move. Then I made my last big move.
And that's how you hurt your back, making your last big move?
No, I hurt my back when she made her last big move and threw me out the balcony.